Central New York Congressman John Katko is weighing in on President Donald Trump's new travel ban, which temporarily suspends the visa process for six majority Muslim nations and refugees. And as WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, Katko also has an opinion about the claim that Trump's phone was wiretapped during the 2016 presidential campaign.
Katko says he is heartened that Trump consulted with his cabinet and issued a far more measured response than the travel ban ordered in January, which was blocked by federal judges.
Is it perfect? No. But is he trying to keep us safe? Yes. And we have an obligation to keep our citizens safe. Taking care of refugees follows that. And I think we can do both if we get the vetting process done right.
The Republican says the 120-day moratorium was issued because the intelligence community says the Obama administration cut corners on the vetting process.
ISIS and al-Qaeda are trying to infiltrate the West with the refugee process. Sadly, they were successful in doing that in Paris and in Brussels, and hundreds of people are dead because of it. So we don't want that to happen here.
On Trump's claim that Obama wiretapped his phone during the campaign last year, Katko says when it comes to wiretapping, there is a process, a paper trail, and it can be proven quickly.
I think it's incumbent upon the head of the Department of Justice and the president to show us a proof if there was a wiretap. If there is, I have some serious concerns. If there's not, let's move on.
Katko says if it did not happen, then it's a distraction from many other big issues facing Congress. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.